George Walker for WFIU Arts. As part of IU's bicentennial celebration, students and faculty from IU's Theater and Dance are presenting Sophocles' Antigone. It'll be outdoors in the IU Amphitheater near Bryan House, the Conrad Pribus Theater there. It takes place on a Monday and a Tuesday night, the 29th and 30th. You start at 7:30. Our guest, the director and the instigator of the project, Jonathan Michelson.
When things are not going so well from my perspective in our country, I turn to my art and think about what I'd like to do, what plays I'd like to investigate, and Antigone certainly is one of them. I did a lot of outdoor Shakespeare when I was younger, and there's something magical about doing things outside. We haven't done a production in the amphitheater. I felt like that it was time that we did that. The play is about 75 minutes, and so there's still plenty of light, but there is this transformation provided by nature that is really wonderful.
Antigone has two brothers who have warred against one another to rule Thebes. Both have been killed. One has been buried with full honors. The other, according to King Creon, will be left for the delicate feasting of birds. Antigone doesn't feel that that's right. It's a matter of her truth speaking to Creon's power.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful story that really still resonates with us today. This sense that one of the brothers was a defender of the state, fought bravely. The other brother came to attack the state, was considered a rebel. Antigone clings to the sense that there's a higher truth, there's a higher moral law than Creon is willing to admit. And Creon, of course, is the ruler of the state and has to try and defend that. Does so, Antigone sticks to her moral high ground.
He also denies the advice of his advisors.
Yes, he does. There's a wonderful role for a prophet who comes in and tells Creon that he's going about this the wrong way, and Creon ignores that to his own peril.
You've put together a group here, students and faculty, for this production of Sophocles.
I have a great group. They're terrific. They've worked hard. The production is going to be very simple. It's us and the words and the actions. That really appeals to me because we really get the focus on the storytelling. A Greek tragedy has a certain structure, and it's really wonderful for them to be exposed to that and to learn this text. One of the pivotal pieces of any Greek drama is the chorus. They act in unison some, and then they act on their own some. The chorus has a great role in that they comment sometimes. They're sort of elusive at sometimes. They give advice at sometimes. And it's a form that we don't have in a lot of modern drama at all. And then to perform it in this space,
the Conrad Pribus Amphitheater, which actually looks a good deal like a Greek theater,
is really great, and it's a good audience-actor relationship. We can really be expansive with it. And the audience able to see the actors clearly and then look off into the beauty of nature as well. We're setting it in a modern age. We think that that is apropos. I feel strongly about this play. It speaks to our time. I find it remarkably contemporary.
The IU Bicentennial Celebration with students and faculty from IU's Theater and Dance presenting Sophocles' Antigone. The director, Jonathan Michelson. It'll take place in the IU Amphitheater near the Bryan House on campus. The first actual theater production out there, by the way, and that's on Monday and Tuesday, April 29th and 30th. Showtime, just about the time that the sun won't be in the audience's eyes, at 7:30 there in the Conrad Pribus Amphitheater. I'm George Walker.